This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Easter Friday. First posted April 25th, 2008. Jeremiah 29:11-14. A future and a hope. Romans 8:24-28. Hope and blessing. Jeremiah paraphrase. Jeremiah had been allowed to remain in Israel when the remnant of Israel went into exile in Babylon. Jeremiah prophesied to the exiles in Babylon by letter, assuring them that, although they were in exile, the Lord would fulfill his promise to bring them back after 70 years. Jeremiah 29 minutes and 10 seconds, 25 minutes and 11 seconds, 27:7. The Lord had plans for their well-being, not evil, so that they would have a future and a hope. The Lord wants them to return to him and call upon and pray to him, and when they do, he promises to hear and answer them. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Jeremiah 29:13-14. Romans paraphrase, Christians await the coming eternal kingdom, and our redemption from bondage to decay of this present world. Romans 20:20-23. This is the hope in which we are saved. One does not hope for what one already has, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait patiently for it. The gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the first fruits, the security deposit on the fullness of life in the eternal kingdom of God in heaven. Romans 23. The Holy Spirit helps us overcome our human weakness. We don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit intercedes on our behalf, expressing concern and sympathy for us beyond human expression. God knows our deepest needs, and the Spirit intercedes for us according to God's will, since the minds of the Spirit and of God are one. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Commentary, Judah, the remnant of Israel, had plenty of warning of the consequences of their disobedience and idolatry, by the example of the destruction of the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes of Israel by the Assyrians in 721 BCE. They also had ample warning by the prophets like Jeremiah in the years following, up to the moment when Jerusalem fell and the temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar in 587 BCE. God promised, through Jeremiah, before the attack on Jerusalem that the exiles would return after 70 years, and God's promise was wonderfully fulfilled. From the destruction of the temple to its restoration in 517 BCE, is the period of 70 years. God is completely good. Like a good father, he wants what is best for his children. In a sense, we are all his children because he is our creator. The people of Israel were his chosen people, whom God had called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Judah had disobeyed God's word and God's warning about the consequences of disobedience and idolatry, so God allowed them to be conquered and taken into exile. The period of exile was to teach them to return to the Lord in obedient trust. The Lord gave them a future and a hope. God's word is eternal and eternally true, and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions of its fulfillment are met. God intentionally used the history of Judah's exile as a parable and metaphor for us. The consequences of disobedience of God's word, the definition of sin, and idolatry, love of anything or anyone as much as or more than God, is eternal exile in the Babylon of hell. In another sense, we are all in exile in the Babylon of this present world. In this lifetime we are to learn to seek and find the Lord, and he promises that if we earnestly seek him he will allow himself to be found by us. We are to learn to trust and obey God's word, and as we do, he will show us that his word is absolutely reliable and trustworthy. As we learn to trust and obey the Lord, he will restore our circumstances to the favor God intended, and he will bring us out of the Babylon of this world and into the promised land of his eternal kingdom. Note that 70 years is a lifetime for those who were adults at the time of the exile. The people who returned from the exile were a new generation, the new people of God. That also applies to us. Christians are the new Israel, who have been spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, during our exile in the Babylon of this world. Not only have we inherited the role and the religion, but the promised spiritual renewal. Christians are born again, disciples of Jesus Christ. We are to learn to trust and obey God's word, in the Bible, and in Jesus Christ, the word of God, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified, John 1:1-3:14. As we trust and obey Jesus, we will receive the gift, baptism, anointing of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Jesus is the image of God in human flesh. All Jesus' works reveal that God is good, loving, and forgiving. We first see the nature of Jesus in the Bible. As we trust and accept him as Lord, who we willingly obey, he will come to us by his Holy Spirit and we will experience God's goodness personally and individually. The Holy Spirit is a foretaste of the life to come in the kingdom of God, the new creation in heaven. Creation will be restored to perfection of paradise. There will be no more death, sickness, decay, evil, or sin. We don't see heaven yet, and our physical bodies are still subject to sickness, death and decay, but we have a taste of the things to come through the indwelling Holy Spirit. We have fellowship now with our Lord through the Holy Spirit, but it is not the fullness of the fellowship we will have with him in heaven. So we have wonderful hope of a future which we can confidently look forward to and eagerly await. The Holy Spirit helps us know, understand, remember, and do God's will, and we discover that God's will is wonderfully good. We don't even really know what we want and need or what is truly best for us. We can rely on the Holy Spirit to know our needs and God's will, and to intercede on our behalf in accord with God's will. We need to learn how to pray in the Holy Spirit. We are all called according to God's purpose. God's purpose is to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. We are free to choose whether or not to accept God's call. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.